Marta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will try to be brief, which will be difficult since we have a lot achieved in under this program area. And then first slide, please. I'm not sure if we really need to stress why washing healthcare facilities is really important for the quality of care, for the health of the staff and the patients, for preventing nosocomial infections, combating antimicrobial resistance. I think this is pretty clear to all participating in this meeting. However, we need to know that there is a scarcity of data in the region, which could be used for improvements. Several global and regional declarations and agreements deal with washing healthcare facilities. Just to name a few, the Ostrava Declaration explicitly calls for providing adequate wash services in healthcare facilities. The World Health Assembly Resolution urges member states to assess, plan, and improve wash. In the COVID context, it was very clear that washing healthcare facilities is the first line of defense against nosocomial transmission, and corresponding World Health Assembly Resolution also calls for measures to support access to safe washing and infection control and prevention. The core capacity under the International Health Regulation also calls to address international spread of the disease. And in the SDGs, not just our own SDG, the water one, but also the one on health and well-being addresses the prevention of transmission of disease by water and for and calls for universal healthcare. The next slide, please. There have been several major milestones in 2020 under this program area. In-depth situation analysis and pilot surveys were conducted in six countries, namely Georgia, Hungary, Montenegro, Republic of Moldova, Serbia, and Tajikistan. In connection with that, technical support was provided to countries on policy development. And the new publication, Water Sanitation and Hygiene in Healthcare Facilities, a practical tool for situation assessment and improvement planning, was adopted. All this feeds into strengthened governance for washing healthcare facilities, provides a better evidence base by establishing national baselines, and this work improved monitoring to track progress. More than 10 countries were able to report indicators for washing healthcare facilities under SDG 3 and SDG 6. And there was also a new publication prepared, the first ever regional report on washing healthcare facilities, improving the quality of care through better water sanitation and hygiene in the pan-European perspective. This new publication will be presented in more detail. The next slide, please. Well, the challenges and lessons learned from under this program area, while the COVID-19 pandemic further emphasized the importance of adequate wash in healthcare facilities, while putting pressure on existing systems, such as healthcare waste management, we all noticed the volume of waste going up during the pandemic. Activities in this program area should support countries in the implementation of the World Health Assembly Resolutions 72.7 and 73.1, contributing to pandemic recovery and preparedness. Countries need further support in assessing the situation, establishing and implementing roadmaps towards improving the quality of care through improved wash services in the healthcare facilities. In-depth reviews identify the data gap, especially on financing and human resources for washing healthcare facilities in many countries who have undertaken these reviews. And as it's been already raised several times today, the cross-cutting nature of this item was also identified, especially the linkages to equitable access and to small-scale water supplies and sanitation. The next slide, please. Building on these findings, the objective of the future work is to improve wash services in the institutional settings, particularly in schools, healthcare facilities, and other priority settings, including workplaces, public places, by assisting parties and other states to prioritize, improve, and monitor wash services in these settings, to promote effective cooperation between the relevant health and environmental sector, to foster higher quality of healthcare services, support translating regional and global commitments addressing these settings into national targets and actions in accordance with Article 6 of the Protocol, and foster implementation of the global recommendations for wash and hand hygiene to prevent and control COVID-19 in these settings. Next slide, please. What this means for healthcare facilities. The first aim is to facilitate policy dialogue and capacity building by conducting a regional or up to two sub-regional workshops to disseminate evidence-based guidance and recommendations and regional evidence on washing healthcare facilities, to foster national baselines and informed action planning by supporting up to two countries upon their request in undertaking the national assessment of washing healthcare facilities, to strengthen governance by assisting up to two countries, again, upon their request, in strengthening surveillance for wash services in healthcare facilities and in the development of national definitions for advanced wash service level, and to foster facility-based improvements through the application of the water, the WHO Water and Sanitation for Health Facility Improvement Tool, the Wash Pit Tool. And the next slide is just the thanks for your attention. Thank you.